I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is religion a product of the environment? An American research group has discovered a link between the environment and the distribution of religions. They studied societies around the world to see which believe in so-called moralizing high gods. These are gods which created the earth and care about how humans treat each other, and the researchers found that their presence is related to the environment the society lives in. I spoke to Carlos Botero, a researcher from North Carolina State University, to hear more about his study.
Specifically, what we find is that societies that tend to live in places that are harsher, that are prone to ecological duress, are societies that also tend to, on average, exhibit a higher probability of believing in a moralizing high gods. And this goes in line very well with what we find in social behavior among non-human animals, basically that rough environmental conditions tend to promote the evolution of sociality. And it turns out that the societies that believe in moralizing high gods tend to be located in very specific areas of the world.
Carlos is originally an evolutionary biologist working on birds, but while working at NESCENT, the National Evolutionary Synthesis Center, he saw a dataset about societies which worship high gods versus those that do not. When he put these societies on a world map, something caught his attention.
One of the things that struck me was that when I mapped these beliefs onto the global distribution of resources in the world, the distribution was actually almost identical to a map that I know very well, which is the distribution of cooperation in birds. So immediately I started asking about possible links between religion and social behavior, and it turns out that there are quite a few. And there's also some indications that specifically beliefs in moralizing high gods tend to increase important prosocial behavior such as fairness, cooperation, and honesty.
Do religions with moralizing high gods thrive in harsh environments to promote these same cooperative behaviors in humans? This idea had Carlos leading a research team looking for answers.
The first thing that we did was to actually curate one of the nicest data sets in social behavior that is available today, which is called the Ethnographic Atlas. So our team went into this data set, curated all the localities for the different societies, and once we had a nice data set that we all agreed upon, I proceeded to extract ecological variables. And once we had this really rich ecological data set, the next step was to actually complement it with other important cultural and social aspects of each of these cultures. So we proceeded to collect information on the levels of political hierarchy that each of these societies had, whether they presented agriculture or not, whether they exhibited the tendency to care for animals. And with all these variables, we basically tried to use them as predictors of the presence or absence of a religious belief in a moralizing high god. The predictive accuracy of our model was actually 91%, meaning that we were able to demonstrate that in 91 out of 100 cases, we were correct in predicting the types of beliefs.
So what's different about your study that sets it apart from the past knowledge in this subject?
Before us, there had been several people who had most of this hypothesis and most of these ideas that may explain moralizing high gods. But one thing is to suggest these kinds of ideas, and another one is to actually test it. The scale and the scope of our study is unprecedented. We're really talking about a global sample with an unprecedented number of human societies. It was 583 in the end. It's a really large study that has rarely been seen before in these kinds of studies. This sets this study apart and shows how science and religion can actually explore joint interests in without any animosity and in a very nice and interesting way.
And do you think that evolutionary biology has any place in religion?
I believe that the answer is yes. I feel that it would be presumptuous or it would be incorrect to try to say that we're going to explain every single aspect of religion. But there may be some aspects of the entire set of religious beliefs that are embraced by a culture that could be adaptive and could help groups function better as they deal with the challenges that the environment poses. And for those aspects of religious beliefs, I think that the tools that we have in evolutionary biology may be ideal to help tease them apart and help explain why we see certain traits associated with religious beliefs around the world.
why is it important for us to have this understanding of religion? Couldn't we just leave it alone and let it be?
Embracing understanding is something that is a worthwhile pursuit. I don't see why some of the aspects of religious behavior would not be amenable to this.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.